Well, good morning. It's Friday, May the 10th already. Big weekend of fishing coming up. This is Captain Marty here. Appreciate you stopping by. I'm trying to paint a picture of what to expect for the weekend. I'll be right back.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras, and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
Ahoy there, folks. Captain Edward Lee here, and I want to invite you aboard the Miss Oregon Inlet 2. She's a modern 60-foot head boat outfitted with the latest top-quality safety and fishing equipment. We make 3 trips per day out of the world-famous Oregon Inlet Fishing Center. Visit MissOregonInlet.com or call us today at 252-251-4314. So ditch the beach for a bit and set sail with the Miss Oregon Inlet 2.
Hatteras has had really good offshore fishing all week. A lot of variety in their catches. They caught some blackfin tuna, a scattered yellowfin tuna, a few wahoo, several blue marlin this week. Good king mackerel fishing. And, you know, it's kept them busy. And I think we'll see more of the same. And don't forget, starting on Wednesday of this coming week, we have a big tournament. We have the Hatteras Village Offshore Open. They're expecting maybe a record turnout of boats. It's the first blue marlin or billfish tournament really in our neighborhood, so we're pretty excited about that. That will be, let's see, fishing days Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe is correct. I'll be down there. You can keep tuning in right here each day if you want to find out more details of what's going on. They also have had some inshore fishing. There's been big schools of drum outside the inlet. I mentioned the king mackerel, a little bit of amberjack fishing, some big bluefish, some bottom fish like beeliners and snappers. So again, variety was the key word I used there, and there's good variety to their catches inshore and offshore. Oregon Inlet. Yellowfin tuna fishing has stayed fairly consistent all through the week. I've been watching Barry Sawyer, Captain Barry Sawyer, with some of his catches this week. I saw a picture last night where he had 5 poles up on the bridge and probably 5 or more down below in the cockpit. He had a yellowfin tuna on all 5 of his bridge rods. He reminds me a little bit of Omie Tillett, who would look like a porcupine. He had so many rods and reels out on his boat sometimes. But that's how you get a lot of fish when you hit them all at one time. You better make it count, and he did. Other boats had a few big-eye tuna this week in the 100 to 150-pound range. Both Hatteras and Oregon Inlet fleets had a few dolphin or mahi in the catches, a few wahoo, and again, both fleets They're not stumbling into a few blue marlin, but they are running across a few scattered blue marlin. A couple boats had double headers and had 2 in one day. In case you're wondering about that, the average charter boat in the course of a summer off Oregon Inlet or Hatteras probably catches anywhere between 7 and 15 blue marlin a year. So, you know, when you catch one, it's a good day. The Oregon Inlet fleet, they had some folks out inshore, near shore, catching bluefish, speckled trout, some red drum in those catches, and of course the cobia. The cobia is all the news for all of our fleets. We have a big cobia tournament this weekend, and whether you're in the tournament or not, the charter boats were out there looking for them, sight casting. It's big fish, a lot of fun, great to eat, and so that's another option you'd have as you go into the weekend. Keep that in mind. Ask around your marina or at your booking desk which boats are available to go cobia fishing. Be specific when you ask that question. And now that leaves us with what's going on in the Sound and the backcountry, and I'll be right back to do that.
At Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway, not only can you get stocked up with all the bait, tackle, and amenities necessary to fish, but you can also be your own captain. That's right. At Fishing Unlimited, you can rent one of their spacious pontoon boats to go fishing, crabbing, dolphin watching, or just to cruise the Roanoke Sound. It's family fun at its finest. Half-day and full-day rentals are available. Be your own captain at Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway.
So Sound fishing's not getting a whole lot of press right now with everything that's happening with the cobia, the blue marlins, the good tuna fishing. You know, you got a lot of drum around the inlet now in all size ranges, but back in the Sound, they continue to catch a few speckled trout. The puppy drum fishing is very good. There's a lot of blue fishing that catches as well. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. So you got all that going on. You also have some bluefish on the, we didn't talk a lot about the piers or the beach, but there's bluefish, sea mullet, puppy drum, speckled trout along the beaches. And that same kind of thing is going on back in the Sound. We see some guys back there specializing in those speckled trout, but things like sheephead and black drum are also being caught. So it's pretty good fishing in the Sound. And just like we said in the earlier segment, there is absolutely opportunity to get on a backcountry boat by asking at a marina and go out for half a day. Light tackle, not a very stressful trip. Go out there and participate a little bit. This is actually, when we look at the whole fishing report today, this is probably one of the two best times of the year that you could go fishing if variety is what you're looking for. I mean, there's just a lot of things to be fished for and a lot of things to be caught. So go visit your local marinas. Word of mouth is great advertising. Find out what's biting, talk to the captains, but more importantly, talk to the mates while you walk the dock. That's the person you're going to be dealing with if you go on a charter boat. So keep all that in mind. Have a great day, and thanks for stopping by.